Okay, welcome back here to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Sabina Miller from Great Neck. And we're having a tremendous conversation with Ellen Miller and Andrea Molusky from the, Great Neck, excuse me, the Shelter
okay,
Rock Public Library. And where I want to go with it now is we were talking technology, we were talking some of the programs, but socialization.
Mm-hmm.
Programs, if you have any, at the library where seniors would actually interact. They'd be coming in not to get a book, but to try to meet a friend, which is very important.
Well, one of the things that libraries do, they all have long-range plans. And so we try to get people from the community together to help us, to guide us as to, you know, what kinds of services and programs and things that we should offer at the library. And we did one recently, and one of the things that people kept asking us for was social programs where they could come together. And this is people of all ages, but
right.
particular seniors who want to come together and meet, socialize, talk, and spend time together. Because sometimes people, and maybe it's more true for seniors, are home alone maybe, and they're looking for, maybe they don't have a lot of friends or their family is far away, and they want to spend some time with people with similar interests and, you know, be with
right.
people just like themselves and have some conversation. So we've been trying to add more and more social activities.
Good.
Two of the things we have two groups of singles that meet at the library. I'll let Ellen talk about the difference between the two programs that we have.
Okay. Currently, the one program is called Hopeful Singles, and that's for ages 55 plus. And that's geared more for those who are divorced, widowed, just in need of the support and some inspirational guidance,
okay.
compassion, and it's hosted by Marla Matthews. Marla is also a TV host, and she offers our Hopeful Singles in the afternoon. We recognize that not every senior wants to come out in the evening,
mm-hmm.
so the Hopeful Singles program is geared to the person wanting to come out in the afternoon, and it is offered usually at 3 p.m., The other program...
3 p.m. on what day?
You know what? Right now it's different days.
Okay,
for
that's fine.
Example, in September it will be on Wednesday. In October it will be a Friday, October 16th.
That's nice. That's better even to move them
right.
around.
Yes. Well, we do find with some of our programs, if we do change the day, we maybe get people who have other commitments
mm-hmm.
and
yeah,
you know need that
that's
flexibility.
That's very good and very important. I've so many times I've said to friends, you want to go here or there, and they say, oh, I can on a Thursday, or I do something on a Tuesday, so
right.
that's nice.
Right.
That takes that in. The other program Marla also does for us, and she allows that to be for 45 and older, and that's more for the people who are divorced and separated. And that's starting over singles. And those are usually offered
oh, okay.
during the evening at 7 p.m. Most times it's on Wednesday evening because of our other programming that's in place. However, during the winter months, Martha has suggested we do them on Saturday afternoons. And,
okay.
you know, we find that that seems to be a better time for them for that program because the dark of winter is a little bit harder.
I agree.
To deal
well,
with.
You know, with the 55 and over, I am involved in 7 different nonprofits, and my neighbors say, where are you running? Where are you running? And a couple of years ago, 2 years ago, I had an accident and I was in bed in a cast with a this and that, and Judith the aide in a chair because I couldn't get out of bed. And I found myself saying, Judith, is it Tuesday or Wednesday? And she would say, it's Thursday. I know if it's Monday, I'm here Tuesday. People have to get out and have to communicate. You know, it's a necessity, not a luxury. And if they come to some of your things, they might just be surprised. They enjoy talking to people again.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Another great program that we have is the Caregiver Support Group that meets at the library. It's actually, I'm going to say her name, Marguerite Dillametten. Is that correct,
Ellen?
She's the facilitator. She comes from the Nassau County Office for the Aging and Mental Health.
Mm-hmm.
And they meet at the library once a month. And it's a growing program. It started out small. But it's hard sometimes for people who are caregivers to get out. But if they can manage to get out, we do it on Wednesdays. Once a month from 2:30 to 4 in the afternoon.
Is that educational or respite?
I think that it's conversational.
It's conversational and it's supportive. People sharing their stories and being able to learn from each other because how they handle.
No, it's important. I'm agreeing with you 100%.
Right. The leader, I believe, you know, has access to a lot of information about agencies and things that are available to support caregivers.
Right. So the burnout is tremendous, especially when you can wind up with a single child dealing with two parents and the burden is there. And it's groups like that. The other thing, too, which I like, a group in a library versus like a senior center, even though I'm involved in a senior center. When you walk into the senior center, you're stuck. Because I can't do anything. I have to go to the program. You walk into the library saying, you know what, I'm just looking at it. I don't think that's for me. Mm-hmm. You didn't make a turn. You grab a magazine. You could sit down and relax for a while.
Right.
You might listen a little bit and say, you know what, I'm wrong.
You know, you're
I could get involved in that.
Absolutely right, because if you walk into our senior center and you're there for 10 minutes and you walk out, everybody says, what's the matter? Where are you going? Blah, 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 blah. You dropped in at the library, you can leave when you want, and you might be very pleasantly surprised.
Mm-hmm. And you can just take advantage of something else that's in the library.
That's right.
That's it, because you have sitting areas. I mean, yes. I was really, I mean, I don't know when your library was built, but it's beautiful.
It seems recently renovated.
Because it looks
in
it.
2011. Okay. Yes. Yeah, we just revamped the whole library from beginning to end.
Okay.
It was built in the 1970. It opened its doors, but it was everything in the building, and the building itself just needed updating.
Okay, because your conference room is like state of the art. It's just great.
If you have a Great Neck library card, that can be used in every single library or not?
Any library card from any library can be used. Libraries in Nassau County, because people are always confused.
I don't mean the county, I mean Great Neck.
Right, Great Neck library, any library, you can use your library card at any library in Nassau County. What happens to people is they're a little confused sometimes, because when you come from Queens or the city, they're all branches of the same library system. But in Nassau County, we're all independent libraries, and we're all funded independently by our own taxpayers. So you can use any library in Nassau County, but sometimes there are restrictions. You know, maybe
I can borrow a book from Shelter Rock?
Sure, you can.
And bring it back to you, not to Great Neck.
Right, or you can bring it back to Great Neck.
Oh, you can? Okay,
you
I didn't know that.
You
okay.
can return it to any library in the county. But there are restrictions.
Okay.
Like I might not lend out our newest DVDs to patrons from other libraries, because we want our taxpayers to be able to get them first. But for the most part, we share our materials and services. You can return things at different libraries. Sometimes there's restrictions, like the museum passes have to be returned to us because there's a short window for circulation, so we need to get them back so the next person can have them.
But we can go to your programs.
Absolutely. Yes. Unless it's a program that has a very finite registration, then sometimes we'll give our own residents priority or preference, and then if there's openings, we certainly would accept people from other libraries.
Well, being fair, the tax thing is important. Mm-hmm. If I'm paying taxes to Shelter Rock, and I want to go to a program and they say, oh, it's booked because everybody from other towns came, there is a point of then, like, this is not fair.
Absolutely.
And there's room. Mm-hmm. Yes, open it up to anybody. But you have to be, you know, courteous to the base that is supporting your library.
Right. And the lectures, things that don't have a registration, a pre-registration, the lectures, the films, anybody can come.
Right, right,
we
right.
We don't track who comes in the door, you know. Libraries are open to everyone.
Right. And there's a lot of concert entertainment stuff coming up.
Yes.
You know. Now, that under you also, Eleanor?
The concerts are actually planned by Susan Healy, one of our reference librarians.
Okay.
Each of us have certain responsibilities for the programming.
Right,
and,
okay.
Susan is in charge of any of the concerts, which are held on Sunday afternoons. Okay. And
Ellen, we should talk about the senior rap group.
Yes.
That was one.
The senior
that
rap is one.
Oh, I did see that,
That's for the 55 and up.
Okay.
And it's anyone who's interested in joining the group is welcome. And the topics vary, and the conversation's lively and provocative. And that is actually a discussion group led by a volunteer facilitator, David Marks. He's a resident of our community, and he's come forward to lead that group. That meets on Monday mornings. Usually, they're held on the first Monday of the month.
Okay.
And from 11 to 12:30. However, because of the Labor Day holiday, he will be offering it on September 14th.
Oh, to start, okay.
Right.
Those things are very, very nice. I think, and each month it's a different topic.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just kind of, David picks it or...
I don't even think they have a schedule. Does. Yeah, I think he starts off with something and, you know, just to get the conversation going.
Okay, okay.
And, it's probably different every month and maybe there's a holdover from the month before.
Right, yeah, I understand that. Yeah,
so,
that's, you know...
a lot of the people who come, you know, are people who come every month, so they know each other. They, again,
right, right.
It's another social opportunity for people to get together and discuss.
And it's not only social. I think it's very important. It's intellectual.
Absolutely.
Because,
yes.
You know, again, if you're home dealing with a spouse with dementia or something like this,
mm-hmm.
you have to be stimulated. And you're doing your best all day long and evening. It's nice to get out and talk about what's going on in Europe or what's going on here. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, it's tremendous. I just see it in any organization I get involved in, mm-hmm. that you have to take care of the people.
Right.
You know, and they need it. And unfortunately, they don't know they need it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can take care, and they kill themselves.
Yeah. And not even just the caregivers. We all need to keep our minds
active. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, I mean, people are living longer, and they just need to keep active and using their minds.
Yeah. Oh, the more you see, people retire, and if you retire and literally go to sleep,
mm-hmm.
you're in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
You have to keep active. You have to get up,
yes.
and you have to walk, and just, you know, you see these people, it's tremendous, like in town, they're walking. You know they're in their 80s, like I'm mm-hmm. driving to work. I don't care how fast they're walking. They're walking. You know, they have leggings on and that type of thing, and they're just getting some sort. It's important.
It's important.
Mm-hmm. You know, too many people just sit at the end, and they bring the end so much quicker.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so when you have a place like your library that offers so much, and again, the number is 516-248-7363.
Correct.
And did you have some sort of a flyer?
We do.
You know, like
newsletter.
If I go into the library, mm-hmm. I can see the upcoming week or month.
Yes, we do a digital newsletter, and we email that out to, we use Constant Contact, and we send that out to over 5,000 people a month.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
And that can go out to residents or non-residents. Anybody with an email address will gladly, you can call us and we'll add you to our list. We do still mail to a few patrons who do not have access to a computer.
Right, okay, that's nice.
And many, I think probably every library has a newsletter, whether it's printed or digital. That's up to the individual library. But that tells you, ours comes out monthly, and it tells you all our programs for that month and maybe sometimes a little sneak peek as to what's going on in the next month.
Right, okay, that's all you're looking for.
For all these things, no charge.
No, we don't charge for our programs.
Perfect. It goes so fast, but the Shelter Rock Public Library is a tremendous resource, not for seniors, for anybody, and especially the senior rap and the teen tech thing was two things I learned today from you guys. it's tremendous. 516-248-7363 is the number for the library, or call 311 and they'll direct you. You've been listening to Project Independence on 88.1 FM. We'll be right back.